In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. My voice is, I don't know, it's not a regular voice. Let's look at what the church is teaching during these days. We take the Gospel of Mark being read and preached in the church. So I look at Mark 1. In the beginning, the beginning of good news, gospel, of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, do you believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, that he's come for us so that we would be changed by his love? Oh, yes. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you," that's John the Baptist, "who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Do you realize that we are given the job of John the Baptist to prepare people to receive Jesus and become changed by the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you realize that you are John the Baptist in 2021? Do you realize that God waits for you to introduce you, introduce Jesus through you? I don't think people get it. I don't think people get it. But you know what? I get it. We are to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus Christ so that people would come to believe and receive everything he has to offer. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by John in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John, listen to this. John was clothed with camel's hair, that's not kosher, a leather belt, that's not kosher, around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I, that's Jesus, is coming after me." Do you prepare the way for Jesus? Do you share people that Jesus is Lord and he wants to come and reside in people's hearts? Do you do that? That's your call. You're John the Baptist. I'm John the Baptist. Many people write to me and say, "You're like a voice in the wilderness." Well, you know what? By the grace of God, I will continue to use the voice by God's grace to tell people that Jesus loves them, that Jesus is for them. The one more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Do you know that Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit? Have you experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's wonderful. It prepares us to do ministry. Oh, yes. I experienced that great baptism of the Holy Spirit before I knew there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit. The last Sunday in August, 1968, I experienced that great baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I started to preach the Word of God to people. I didn't know that's what happens when you receive the baptism of the Spirit. I didn't know that. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased." It doesn't say, "This is my beloved Son." He's speaking to Jesus, the voice out of heaven. Out of heaven, that's the Father. And we see the Trinity in the baptism of Jesus. The Father's voice, the Spirit of God coming upon Jesus, and Jesus himself. Father, Spirit, Son. Oh, yes. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with wild beasts, and the angels waited upon him. Why does Mark tell us he was with wild beasts? Why? Because one day he's going to tell them that you're going to be with the wild beasts, with the lions, and they're going to eat you up. And Jesus Christ was with the wild beasts. And he says, "I'll give you consolation. I was with them, even as you will be with them." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel, the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near you." The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near you. Repent and believe the gospel. Are you repenting every day? That we sin in thoughts, word, and deeds? Oh, yes, I'm very, very much aware how I sin in thoughts, and sometimes in words. I tell you, we are all sinners saved by grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 16, as Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This is a charismatic Jesus. He just says, "Follow me." They leave their nets. Would that that would happen today. It's the same Jesus. "Follow me. Give your life to me. Let me know you. Surrender to me." Oh, yes. Would that that would happen with many people today. But, you know, people say, "Well, you know what? I've got things to do, and I've got times to share," and, yeah, they're all excuses. "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. Not, "Well, you know what? We'd go think about it." Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. As he went a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. This is Jimmy and Johnny, who were in the boat of their father, mending the nets. Immediately he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. This is amazing. The eyes of Jesus would penetrate their soul. "Come and follow me. Come and follow me." Are you following him today? Like, do you love him today? Do you know him today? Yesterday, the first reading was the conversion of Samuel. The scripture said, Samuel did not know the Lord. I tell you, he was in the presence of God. He was in the temple of God, and he did not know the Lord. Oh, there are many people in the church that go to church, but they do not know personally the Lord Jesus Christ. How sad. That's why, how happy upon the mountains are the feet that bring good news of salvation about Jesus Christ. Let's continue. They went to Capernaum, verse 21. And when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You see, God gives authority to those who preach the Lord Jesus Christ. God gives authority to those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. Authority. Oh, yes, we have authority. But if we don't open our mouths and our arms to people, I tell you, the authority is being wasted. God wants you to know you have authority like John the Baptist. Just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" I tell you, the devil knows who Jesus is, and he wants no PR work from the devil. He wants PR work from the children of God. "Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him, crying in a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority." I tell you, authority. I remember Catherine Kuhlman. Oh, she had authority. She had authority to bring healing to the multitudes. Oh, yes. When she spoke about a Jesus that she knew intimately. Oh, yes. Do you know Jesus intimately? Do you know him as your Savior and your Lord? Do you know him? Do you know him? What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. What do you think is going to happen? Crowds are going to start following him, because everybody has their own demons. Everybody has their own sicknesses. And I tell you, the crowds will come to him seeking healing, deliverance. Oh, yes, that's what happens. Verse 29, as soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her. At once he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. Having a fever in those days would mean death. There was no antibiotics, but there was Jesus. He takes her by the hand. The fever leaves, and she begins to serve. Oh, yes. When Jesus does something for us, we need to serve people. We need to tell people about Jesus. We need to pray for people. I pray, God, that in the name of Jesus, people who never heard the gospel would come to know him, to love him, and to serve him. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. and he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. He doesn't want PR work from devils. He wants PR work from you, that you tell people about the Jesus that you know, that you tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is Lord. He is your Lord. He is my Lord. It's about time. I remember when I had left teaching and I was giving out yellow telephone books, and there were children on the steps of the church, and I remember sitting down telling them about Jesus. And I knew then that my job was not only to be a sixth grade teacher, but it was to be a priest who proclaims the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. The Son of God needed to pray. Imagine, what about you? What about me? Do we have a special time when we pray? Oh, yes, it's so necessary. I was going all around the world at one time, and I didn't pray, and I got burnt out. Well, I'm learning now. I need to pray. I do pray. I spend a good time in prayer by the grace of the living God, by the grace of the living God. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found Jesus, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went through Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. I tell you, Simon Peter wants to erect a tent and have the people come to him. Oh, no. Jesus said, "No, I've got to go pray. I've got to go into the dark desert and pray, because I need the Father's presence in my life. I need to know that the Father gives all these things for me to do." What about you? You're not Jesus. You're not God. You're just a person. And if Jesus needed to pray, you need to pray more. If Jesus needed to pray, I need to pray more. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And if you haven't been, well, you start today. You start today. Start today. Take 10 minutes to be with Jesus. Open the scriptures to be with Jesus. A leper came to Jesus begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Jesus touched the leper. Oh, yes. He just didn't say be clean, but he touched the leper who was out of the community, who had a bell that he was ringing saying, "Unclean, unclean." Jesus was not afraid to touch him. I tell you, Mother Teresa did the same thing. She would touch the people who were filled with flies or worms. She would touch them with the touch of Christ. How we need to touch people. How we need to touch people to let them know that we care about them, to let them know that we want them to experience the presence of God. "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. Imagine. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priests and offer your cleansing, what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could not go into a town openly, but he stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. I tell you, that should be the church. People from every quarter come to the church to receive the word, to receive the Eucharist, to receive healing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The church is the visible sign of the presence of Jesus in the world. But are we the visible sign? We see with the virus, so many people have not left their homes since March. They've not come for the Eucharist. They're afraid. There's no need to be afraid. Yes, you have to protect yourself, but you don't need to be so afraid that you don't leave your house in months and months and months. Fear is useless. Panic is useless. We need to trust the Lord. I don't tell you to need to be foolish. I'm not saying that, but we need to trust the Lord, and He will guide us. You know, people that watch Mass on television, many of them will never come back to the church. I'm looking at Isaiah 40. "Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins." Lord says, comfort, comfort you today. Comfort you today. I come to bring you comfort, that you would know that you're not alone and you don't have to be afraid. I come to bring you comfort. A voice cries out in the wilderness. We saw that voice. John the Baptist, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." You're John the Baptist. You're making straight the way of the Lord. Not only me, but you. I love it when people say, "Father Tom, we pray for the sick. We learned that from you." They didn't learn it. It was the anointing that came upon them. It was the anointing that came upon them. Oh, yes. Faith is not something you don't learn. You need the anointing of the Holy Spirit in order to experience what God wants you to experience. "Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together." Oh, yes, how we need the glory of God. How we need that that glory would saturate us, that we would know more about heaven than about earth. Oh, yes, people don't know God. Most people don't know God. They might think they know him, but Samuel was in the tent where God was, and he didn't know God. But then God spoke to him, and he began to know the God of Israel. I tell you, do you know him? Do you know that you know him? By the grace of God, Jesus, flood them with your presence, that they might come to know the Father. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord. You are called to prepare the way of the Lord for your friends, for your neighbors, and for your family. I am called for the same experience. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.